Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about our series, There Is More, and understanding that there is more for you in your life, and it's wrapped up in who you are. Before you ever got here, everything that you needed was wrapped up inside of you all of your days. But far too often, we have been so busy and conditioned to the world that we fail to listen to ourselves. And this is one of the things that you have to, we are working to give you these tools so that you can listen to yourself. The world is full of hate. The world is full of jealousy. The world is full of rage. The world is full of, greed, lust, and pride, and this is one of the reasons why you begin to work on yourself. Look in the mirror every day and hug yourself. Just hug yourself energetically. That's one of the most beautiful things you could ever do is hug yourself and listen to yourself. Just look in the mirror and see yourself. Because your spirit will let you know who you are. One of the things that beautiful things that happened to me is getting away from people that did not have my best interest in mind. In Boone, North Carolina, I ended up just taking a couple years and just being to myself and listening to myself. And it was the most wonderful things to be in a place where just woods and I could just listen to myself and I could just hear what I wanted. I've been experiencing that here these last 3 years. This refreshing, this renewing here in Georgia, being where I am, it's just been a refreshing to be in nature every day, listening to yourself over and over and over. As you walk outside, everything is just refreshing. It's your own spirit. This is why we spend time in nature to do that. The trees are the same color as the energy of the heart. And so, this refreshes our spirits. This refreshes our energy. This refreshes of who we are. And in this, one of the beautiful things we will begin to know is who we are. This is why nature is so important. And we don't need to go out into nature. We just need to look at nature. All you have to do is just look at that. Green is also the color of healing, and health. This is why our Nature's Wholeness stores, has a tree, is health. That's the color of health. The green is the color of the health and healing. That's the color of green. It's also the color of growth. This is one of the reasons I love Georgia, because I'm just surrounded by that green all the time. And so as a person, you are growing, and you're just knowing things, and it will de-stress you. This is why we spend time in nature, because it will distress you from the lies and the misconceptions of the world. And so in this, we begin to live our life. It's your life. We're going to be talking about that a little later this season. It's your life. Live it. You're not to be living somebody else's life vicariously. Nobody should be living through you. You should be living your own life. This is what was designed to be in you. This is why you're restored to living your life. This is how this works, is you live your life. It's in you. This is what your energy tells you. Everything, you are beautiful. You're extremely beautiful. This is true. You're extremely beautiful. You're a masterpiece. You've been taking time to be put together. So somebody thought well of you to send you here. And in their eyes, you are beautiful. Don't let anybody ever take that from you. Don't let the world define you and tell you what beauty looks like. Beauty isn't defined by the world. It's defined by you. You determine what beauty is. People want to say that this is beautiful. This is what the typical, and it's not. Beauty is what, it's the inside that conditions the out, that takes care of the outside. Once you have a beautiful spirit, a beautiful energy, your energy is what people will look at. That's what attracts people, is the energy that we are. It's not our physical looks, because those things will just go. But it's our looks from within. It's our inner selves. Your inner self is what begins to make you look beautiful. Having hate and jealousy and all these other things, that will just bring you into a place of just being ugly to the world, because you have a nasty attitude. But when we learn to put on kindness and the attributes of the spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. One of the things that we begin to do is to begin to be beautiful to the world and making people, uplifting people. This will be in our spirits. This will be in our energy. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Tenderness, wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge. Humility and honor and integrity. Put these things into your own energy every single day. And this will begin to condition, and you will discover that there is more. The outside things don't get these inside things. These are inside things that you work on. You are determined to do this. This is what people see. People don't see the outer things. They see the love. They see the joy. They see the peace. And this is what people have told me. I had a friend of mine. We miss seeing that joy coming when you walk through the door. It's just in the peace, being calm. People have said that to me. You're just calm. Peace. It's calm. We've been given a spirit of calmness, and so this is why we begin to really, work on ourselves every day. You're taking the time to really work on yourself because there is more for you. Begin to experience the peace you're looking for by giving yourself the peace you desire today. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about There Is More, and we're going to be moving into another series. And this is a part of a subset of There Is More for this particular series of becoming the marriage material or becoming what you desire. So many people are looking for relationships we must understand that we attract it by our energy. Good energy can't attract bad energy. Neither can bad energy attract good people. This is one of the reasons why we're talking about becoming marriage material over the next few weeks. Understanding what you want to be doing. All my life, this is going on about 34 years, I've always been in a relationship and I just never thought about it. You just end up in a relationship with somebody and this has been since I was in high school. I was always dating somebody. I was working at a drugstore, basically dating somebody at a drugstore all the time. And, you're sitting here dating somebody. You just sort of kind of know you're in a relationship because you can feel it in your energy. And that's what happened. You can feel it in your spirit, your energy. And that's what I did, was feeling in my energy all the time. And so you feel it in your energy. And so you know it's true. And you know how they feel because it's how the world, it's an attraction, and this person was everything that I would have been with, the type of person, the looks, the body, and the care for me. This is how it is. This is how it was. It's energy. This is what happens. Energy attracts its own. And so, working, they were professional. It's just all these attributes at that time. I think I was 16, 17, and we were basically in a relationship. It's kind of an unspoken relationship, but you're in it, and no one knows that you're in that relationship. But you're enjoying it because it's mutual, and since it's a mutual attraction, things just naturally work out right. And this is one of the reasons why we begin to work on ourselves, because we attract the right types of people. It's an attraction. We attract people. And that's one of the things I've done all my life, is attract relationships. This has been going on for almost 50. So 30, 35, 36 years of just attracting the right types of people because I was working on myself. It's just amazing to see that you've always attracted what you want, and because it's an attraction. You work on yourself. This is what I give in you. You work on that energy that you are, and you attract people to you. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Everything else will just work out. Honor, integrity, all these other things. Integrity is doing what you say. You work on these things. You begin to attract you know, you're not going to look for anything. You're going to attract it into your life. And this is really, really powerful. It was during that time also I could hear my spirit say things to me. I never forgot this. I was like, you're upscale, sophisticated, you know, noble and all this other stuff. I heard that in my energy back then. And it was just really interesting to hear that in your energy. And, you know, and that's what you attracted. Everybody that I attracted was that way, you know, liking expensive things. And, you know, I was told, you know, you like expensive things. You like to eat well, you know, and it's just how, you know, it was already in my mind. And that's just how I am, you know, like very expensive things, very professional. You have to be professional, and, you know, I expect people to be professional and all this other stuff. But this is why you listen to yourself. I was listening to myself at 16, 14, 15, 16, years old, and it's benefited me greatly till today. Diligence. I had a spirit of diligence. You know, everybody knew I was a hard worker. This is all stuff I've been doing all my life. And when we begin to really work on ourselves, we're not looking out into the world to find a mate or to be, you know, to try to get married in a rush. We're allowing our spirits to bring us the right types of people, and keep the wrong ones away. It will be an easy match. We will still have to work on ourselves, but it will be easy. Everything will be easy because our spirits will see it. This is why we have a gift of discernment. Anybody that's not an energetic match cannot be in our lives. And so this is why it's important to really work on yourself and know your own energy and to attract exactly what you desire. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking becoming what you want in the marriage material that you already are. And I've been doing a series on the language of kings and queens, and one of the things that we have our Blue Whale Institute that's a part of our Simplicity in Life. I started doing Simplicity in Life full time in 2005. We started doing Simplicity in Life full time in 2005, and to really strengthen marriage. This is one of the things that we do, and I was doing it in Washington, D.C. In 2005 to really strengthen marriage, to help people, you know, navigate their marriages and see to build the right, you know, kinds of marriages that they were seeking to do. And so this is one of the beautiful. So I've been doing this about, you know, so I've been writing full time with this about almost 18 years now. And so we're here at this point. We have our Blue Whale Institute that will be coming on board very, very soon. And that will be launching as a part of Simplicity in Life Global. Simplicity in Life Global has a TV network and, it has its own TV network, Simplicity in Life Television. And it's huge. It's just a huge network. And you just sort of do it. And publishing and publishing house and a lot. But we're talking about becoming marriage material in what you're doing. You're becoming marriage material. Marriage material, you're one spirit, one energy. That's one of the beautiful things about marriage, is that you're with somebody who wants to be with you. And that's one of the things, somebody who deeply cares about you, because you're one spirit. You would not be together if you weren't caring for each other. That's important to remember, because your partner brings you peace. Your partner is peace. And so your partner deeply cares about you. And so in this, you will deeply care about each other, because love is the bonding agent that you are, and love feeds your spirit. Love is what feeds our energy. It's love that causes us to grow. When we grow, we're growing into the space and place because of love. But, you know, we have to work on ourselves, because one of the things that happens in our marriages is that there will be conflicts, but these conflicts aren't coming from you. They're coming from things that are not like you, that don't want you to be you. They're people's thoughts and opinions, old habits, old hurts, old inflictions that your partner, who's a loving person, is working to heal. Your partner heals you. This is what our partners do. They heal. They are our energy and they heal us. The more our partners are with us, the more we heal, the more we will see a reflection of ourselves. People's thoughts and opinions are gone. People's attitudes are gone. We are just the reflection of ourselves. And so this is one of the things that happens in marriages. Marriage is a good thing. People want to talk about marriage. One of the things about marriage is it gives you a good life all your days. It's supposed to give you a good life all your days. This is why we concentrate on our partners and we spend time in our marriages. You will see things just happen immeasurably because it's energy. Your marriage is energetic. Your marriage is always energetic. It's the same energy. You are the same energy as somebody. You're one spirit. It's oneness. If that person is not a part of your marriage, they're not a part of your marriage. This is what you have to remember. Marriage is spiritual. And so this is why we begin with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Things will just happen. And your marriage is designed to give you unfettered goodness, health, wellness, prosperity all your days. It's a good thing because when you find a good partner, you find a good thing. And you get this thing called favor, unmerited benefits from the universe. And this is why we work at our marriages all of our days. We take the time to think about our partners every day to help them to manifest their lives. We want the best for our partners. Anybody that's with us always wants the best for us. And we want the best for them. This is why we never, we don't have partners that are not a part of us. They don't work against us. Instead, they're in our auras. Your partner will be surrounding you in your energy, in your aura. And that's important because your partner wants to be with you. If you're laying in that same bed with your partner, one of the things you have to remember is that you want to lay bed. You don't give your body to somebody you don't want to give your body to. Your partner is laying in bed with you. And so this is why it's important to understand that your partner is you and wants the best for you. And so this is one of the reasons why we allow our partners, we speak well of our partners, we think well of our partners, and we they're the same energy. And this causes us to thrive and to prosper the rest of our lives. This is why they give us peace. We will find unfettered peace. We will find our purpose. They will cause us to be the best versions of ourselves because we're trying to make ourselves better in our marriages every day. This is why we work on ourselves. Do not become lazy in this. This is why, Blue Whales and Eagles, it's very, I really feel like it's an important company because we're helping to strengthen the things of marriage to make them reality in the world. Our partners don't seek to harm us. Our partners seek to push us forward and to thrust us into the life that we deserve. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me.